The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat. Broken in a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Varela Palacio right across the river and through the woods from where Granny's been at the rehab center. And the other day I brought her a fresh sack. She didn't like it that much, so she told me to bring her another one. So I did a 20% bag of Zookies. She's evil and unholy in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shaking up, stupid. All my friends, they come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a town of my brains, it's splattered all over Manhattan, Shadoobie, shaking up. Hey, I'm Farrell with Carver. Hi, this evening. She wanted a satchel page of the Zookies. I have heard it all, Carver. Hi. Zookie, she said. 87 woo! Years old, still smoking the woo. I love her. Keep her alive. Zion at the stripe, up 115-109 on the Celtics. They're going to beat Boston tonight in the Garden in Beantown. Zion getting involved as we get ready for the start of Baylor in Arkansas, tipping now in Indy. It's underway. And Baylor will have the rock as the ball goes out of bounds. What a game, the first one, as Houston goes to the Final Four with a six-point win over Oregon State. Farrell with the double cover. Houston to win. Oregon State with the miraculous 17-point down comeback to get tied at 55 but lose in the waning moments by six. And they covered the number. So what was a horrible game, horrible blowout, world domination on the boards by Houston, 41-29 in boards, and I think 19 offensive boards, Carver High. Have you ever seen a team
embarrassing
that many free throws and get so few boards and get dominated on the offensive end with 19 Houston that – can you even believe Oregon State tied that game at 55 the way they were getting dominated?
I'm stunned. I'm stunned that they were in the game in the last 5 to 10 minutes because in the first half, really the whole game, they got so dominated on the offensive glass. Houston was missing a billion shots early in the game, but they were getting 4 and 5 cracks every time they went down the floor. Eventually, you're going to score. And then the Oregon State, who all I've heard about for 3 weeks since they've been on this magical little run, is how great a free throw shooting team there are. They're 79.6%. They're one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country. They were awful from the stripe tonight. Not Alabama last night awful, but they were pretty close. They were close to Alabama awful tonight.
Yeah, like, let me give you the exact numbers. 16 to 24 from the line. It's pretty bad, but I guess Oregon State was worse. 11 of 20. And then they shot Oregon State 37% from downtown, 46% for the game. Houston was the one that shot bad, 32% from the floor, 34% from downtown, 66% from the line. It doesn't matter. Houston's going to the Final Four. We welcome our radio affiliates, Satellite Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Yeah, yeah. And then Sports Map Radio Network and Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Carver High. 5-0 Baylor out of the gates on Arkansas in the nightcap for the right to go to the Final Four and join Houston. By the way, on the women's side, Arizona up at the half on Indiana by 4, 27 to 23. And I have to tell you that I watched the game earlier and UConn beat Baylor 69 to 67. And I got to tell you, what a game. Beckers had 28 to lead UConn. I thought the last 5 minutes of the game, she was terrible. She was 0 for 5, her last 5 shots. She was shooting bricks. I think the pressure, frankly, got to her because they were up big. They were down big by like 12, went on a 19-0 run, went up 10. Then they blew that lead. They were up 1. Baylor had a chance to win the game with 17 seconds left, went down. This chick, actually, Smith, who had 14 to lead Baylor, she went to the hole. She went down into the baseline to try to get a shot off. She was double teamed from the elbow in. And I mean, the bottom line is she put up a crappy shot with two defenders in her face. She says she got fouled on in the face and on the arm after the game. They were complaining. And what I saw, I don't know if you saw it, Carver High. What I saw was a chick trying to do too much, trying to win the game by herself. She took the ball, dribbled down on the baseline, took on two defenders. They were in her face, and she shot a brick, and then she cried foul. But the refs didn't give her a call, and they lost the game. That's what I saw. I saw a chick try to shoot into a double team with chicks all in her face, and she couldn't make the shot. And UConn is back in the Final Four. So, in that Houston win, Sasser had 20, Grimes 18, 2-4, Giroux had 10, White had 8 and 7 boards. How about your boy Gorham? He had 6 points but 10 rebounds. Your boy Giroux went 10, 8, and 8. White, 8, 7, and 1. They just dominated the glass like nothing you've ever seen. And then how about Baylor already out 13-2 on Arkansas, and they are just stealing the ball left and right from the Hogs. They're having problems dealing with Baylor's defensive pressure. Baylor's hitting threes. Baylor's come out on fire. 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. Toll free, 844-843-6879. So the second game underway so far, all Baylor, and Arkansas finally hits a free throw, and they're down 10. So they missed one and made one. They can't get out of their own way right now. But then again, I have to tell you, I never thought I'd see Oregon State come back from 17 down the way they couldn't get a good shot off, the way Houston was rebounding, the way Houston was getting 4 and 5 shots every time down. I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't even believe what I was watching. At halftime, you saw me tweeting Carver High. I was like done with it. I switched over to the Baylor game with UConn. And I mean to tell you, it was a way better game. Even when they came back and made it 55 all, the Oregon State, and on the men's side, the Baylor-UConn game was still better because Beckers missed 5 straight shots. Baylor came back. Baylor was down 1 after this chick from UConn missed like 4 straight free throws, the same chick. And Baylor kept scoring, and then they were down 1. The girl missed both ends of the 1-1, or both ends of the 2 free throws in the double bonus, and she missed both. They called timeout, went down. The girl shot a terrible shot, as I said, with 2 hands in her face. She claimed she was fouled. It doesn't matter. The game's over. You lose. So, like, they can cry all they want now after the game, press conference, whatever. I got fouled, blah, 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 blah. You know, they were up big. They were up, like, 12, 14 points on UConn. And then I swear to God, this chick on Baylor, because I don't know all their names, she pulled her hamstring in the middle of the game. She went down in a heap. After this chick went down, she was their leading scorer. They went on a 19-0 run, UConn. And then they took the lead by, like, 10. And they ended up winning by 2. They blew the lead. And they blew the lead because the girl kept missing free throws and because Beckers kept missing jumpers. And then next thing you know, Baylor had a chance to win the game. If she knocks down that little 10-footer, they win the game. But she shot a brick. It was all air. And they got the rebound and the clock ran out. And then they cried foul. One of the great things, and I don't know her, the Baylor coach is, she's half nuts. Have you seen her coach? The lady from Baylor. Have you seen her coach? You've seen her before, Carver Hyde, blonde haired lady. I don't know her from Adam. So like, I can't think of her name and I never will. So look her up. Malarkey or something. No, is her name.
It's Kim Mulkey.
Malarkey, I called her.
Malarkey. It's Kim Mulkey.
I called her Malarkey. That's the line of the night so far.
She's been at Baylor for a long time, too. Right. Like she's been there forever.
She was screaming at the refs. I mean, she was giving the refs the business. I mean, she was giving them full-on porn. She was cussing them out, everything. And they wouldn't give her a T because the game was over. Like, there was 1 second left in the game, and she was giving this ref just the full-on business.
Hey, Baylor covered.
She had full body thrusts and everything going. She was so mad. And then after the game, she shook hands with Gino, and she acted all cool, like, you know, she knew how to lose. So she knew how to lose. She just walked right off, shook his hand, said, great job, good luck, see you later. And then she walked into the locker room. But you could tell she was livid.
Well, and that's the thing. They all want to be Gino because Gino's been the best for so long. You know, obviously, we know how long that Pat Summitt reigned, and but Gino's obviously smashed a lot of these records, and they don't like losing to Gino. Like, if they get a chance to beat him, they want to take advantage, and they had a chance to beat Gino tonight, and they couldn't get it done. But they covered that 5.5, Baylor.
5.5. I thought that number, was it really that big? Oh, it was,
UConn,
wasn't it?
UConn was 5.5. When we talked about it on Coast to Coast today, the UConn was laying 5.5 tonight.
Yeah, that was pretty big spread. I don't even remember what I said. I took UConn and Indiana, right?
I believe so.
I don't care. I didn't bet on it. I watched it, though. I got to tell you, it was better than the men's game. It was way better. It was like nail biter better.
But I'm just glad that the last 10 minutes of the men's game at least had a little bit of drama in it for a while, because we've had the last 2 days, we've had so many unwatchable games, especially in the second half and in the final 10 minutes.
Horrible.
That at least for a number of purposes, there was a point there where Oregon State got it to 3, got it to 2. And then in the last minute, there was a lot of drama when it came to the cover. I mean, high drama
whether you were laying eight, whether you were getting eight,
right,
getting 7.5. The drama was high there in the final moments. They called the tech. They called the flagrant on the kid. They're shooting free throws. Oregon State with the backdoor three with 3 seconds to go to steal it. Oh, unbelievable.
Well, what did you think? Let's talk for a second about how bad it was, right? Sunday, Michigan blew out Florida State by 18. That was embarrassing. USC beat Oregon by 14. That was embarrassing. Gonzaga beat Creighton by 18. That was embarrassing. The only good game, I mean, UCLA beat Alabama by 10 in overtime. That game was a blowout, too, in overtime.
But the game was in overtime. It got bad the last 2 or 3 minutes. But the last 5 to 7 minutes of the second half of that game, high drama. Whether it be the ball that went off the guy's shorts, and you had the turnover at the end, the big three with no time left. There was at least some excitement at the end of that Alabama UCLA game. The only game that you could say that about over the first 2 days this weekend.
So Baylor by 11 over Villanova Saturday, blowout. Oregon State by 7 over Loyola. That was not a blowout, but that was surprising, at least. That was a decent game. I never thought it was a good game, though, because Loyola shot so poorly.
And they never had a chance. I mean, they won by 7, but that game was never in doubt. I mean, Oregon State coasted the final 10, 15 minutes of that game. Loyola didn't really make a strong push.
And then Houston blew out Syracuse, 62-46. The only good game was Arkansas-Oral Roberts, a two-point game. Arkansas won, and the kid, Asmus, missed a three at the end to win the game. But I'm watching right now, and Baylor is just lighting up Arkansas. And Baylor scores every time they go down. They're scoring at will. I mean, the easiest bucket you've ever seen in your life. Wide-open threes, layups. Arkansas has got to wake up defensively. I mean, they just got to dunk, whatever. They're down 10. I need a good game. The last thing I want to see is another blowout. The last game was good enough with the backdoor cover. But I didn't think it was that great of a game. When you're up 17 at the half, you got to win that game by more than, you know, what they won by. Pharrell on the bench from Carver High on a Elite Eight Monday night. I've already seen Houston get into the Final Four with a win over Oregon State. And now Baylor is kicking Arkansas's ass 26-11. And I mean, they are doing whatever they want. They are getting steals. They are getting dunks. They are getting no-look layups. They are getting threes. They are getting offensive boards. They are doing everything right. They're already dancing, high-fiving, laughing. They are actually laughing in the timeout at how easy it is. Arkansas has come out like in cement. They look terrible. They've got to do something. Like, they're missing bunny layups. Did you see that? Oh, my God, all alone, nobody there, nobody even standing in his way, and he shot it from one side of the glass to the other on a layup. It was so embarrassing, the miss that I just saw, that if I were, honestly, Musselman, I'd sit him down. How do you miss a layup? Nobody's standing there at all, and you kiss it off both sides. I mean, it's embarrassing. I don't know. Where I come from, you miss that shot, you're sitting down. You're just not focused. You're completely out of control. That's exactly what they're doing. They're yanking his ass. I mean, I couldn't believe the miss I just saw. Did you see it yet on that stupid streaming service you got going? Seriously, your streaming service is 5 minutes behind me. It's embarrassing.
No, I'm actually synced up good tonight, but I had to restart it. But when I use the iPad, I'm only about 45 seconds behind you.
Okay, so you never saw that miss?
I did see it.
He deserves
to sit down.
I mean, sit down. You missed that shot. Sit the F down. You're not paying attention. You're not focused. You're not concentrating. How do you miss that? All alone, standing by yourself, nobody there at all. And he goes from one side of the rim to the other. He went off the glass. He missed the whole G-damn thing. He never hit the rim. I mean, he missed that layup so bad that I was just like, what did I just see? That's how bad that miss was. And then I'm, you know, Shankopotamus, sit down. You can't be in the game. If you can't hit that bunny, I can't have you on the floor. I don't care who you are. Honestly, if you miss a shot that bad, you got to sit down for like 3-4 minutes. You just got to sit down and just check yourself. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he went to the bathroom in his pants. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's inexplicable how he missed it. I mean, it's one thing to miss a bunny. It's another thing to, you know, shoot a layup and miss so badly that the ball goes off the other side of the square. I mean, honestly, he was on the left side coming in, and he missed it, and the ball went off the right side and never hit the rim. He just missed the whole thing. I mean, it was embarrassing. Now they're bricking threes. Oh, my God. It's already like 29-11. This game's over.
They're going to get run.
I mean, they are going to get blown out in this game. It could be one of those nights where we just talk bad about them all night. There's nothing good to say. I mean, honestly, what are you going to say when you're getting your ass beat like this?
Well,
now, when you see they're down this big, you saw a 17-point comeback by Oregon State. Are you serious? You're going to...
No.
You think no. You think Arkansas is no. coming back on this team?
Not against this team. This team's in another class. It's like I was saying to you earlier today on TV show or in a break, whatever it was. These two teams, there's been a lot of upsets. There's been a lot of dogs covering. There's been all this stuff. There's two teams that do cover every time they play. Gonzaga and Baylor. You know why? Because they're better than everybody else. Because they're the two best teams. And that's why I want that game. I don't care about all these other teams. I want next Monday night, right here on the bench, I want Gonzaga on one side. I want Baylor on the other side. They were supposed to play early in the year, and it got canceled because of COVID. They're the two best teams in the sport, and I want to see them square off. That's it. I don't care about any of these other teams. Give me the two best teams next week.
They're up 15 already with 9:20 left in the first half, and they are throwing alley-oop dunks.
Oh. On the guy's face.
And then here's Arkansas turning it over again on the other end with just a simple inbounds pass down on the baseline to one of the bigs, and he mishandles it, dribbles it off his foot. I mean, it's Arkansas doesn't even realize how important the game is. They are in a absolute funk, and they're done. How do you recover from this? You explain it to me, and I'll, like, first of all, I can't even believe Oregon State came back. And now, are you kidding me? They just had another alley-oop dunk, two in a row. They're not even guarding them. It's alley-oop dunks, untouched, unguarded, just completely standing all alone under the basket dunks.
I mean, thank you, sir, man. Have another.
That's what's going on the court right there.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
They're absolutely getting animal housed. This is crazy. I can't even, I don't even know what to think. I'll tell you what else is crazy. You know, did you see tonight the Flyers come back with four straight goals, three in the third, and then they beat the Sabres in overtime?
I don't even want to talk about it. I had the Sabres tonight. I told you this afternoon, me and Cam were both betting the Sabres because they've lost 17 games in a row. The Flyers suck. They're eventually going to win a game. They got a freaking 3-0 lead going into the third period, and they yak it up and lose in overtime. How embarrassing. You are, you know what? You are the most embarrassing franchise in hockey. You know, I mean, they're 17 in a row, Scotty. They're 18 now. I'm sorry. 18 in a row after tonight. 3-0 lead.
What's the record all time? 20 straight?
I saw it. They just had it up on NBC after the Islander Penguin game. I think it said Ottawa was 21 or 22, something like that.
Really?
It was 21 or 22. I hope they get it now after tonight. I hope they get the record.
I bet on the Flyers, but they got lucky. They were down. I mean, here's another three by Baylor. They're up 16. It's just getting so ugly. It's so ugly. That was the Sabres fans leaving the arena tonight, all five of them.
You blew it!
I mean to tell you, up 3-0.
Sad.
And they lose 4-3. I think I saw I was looking at the box of it. It's just too much to even comprehend. Okay, so they're up 3-0. And then Hayes, Giroux, Couturier, and then Provorov. He won it 40 seconds into overtime. Unbelievable. I had the Oilers over the Leafs.
They
went in overtime.
I really stopped even checking in on the game because obviously I was on the Sabres. I saw 3-0. I was very focused on the Beavers because we were trying to get that home, and I was focused on the Islander Penguin game. And so I figured that the Sabre game was, you know, and we never like to say this, in the bag. I thought it was in the bag, and guess what? I almost fell down when after the Islander game they showed the Flyers winning it in overtime. I almost fell down here and hit my head on the counter. I mean, that's how embarrassing it was.
Carver High almost.
I had that plus 230 in the account already. I thought that was paid off. That was done. A done deal.
And instead you lose a C note.
Unbelievable.
Nurse with the overtime winner for the Oilers. They were down 2-1 on an Austin Matthews goal. Turris tied it up a minute into the third. And then Nurse wins it 17 seconds into overtime in Toronto. They win it 3-2. Penguins beat the Islanders 2-1 at PPG. So they swept them this weekend, Saturday and tonight. Angelo on the power play and McCann, his 8th, 2-0. And Martin scored a power play goal, made it 2-1 in the second, nothing in the third. And that was the way it ended. I think that what I heard was Jari and DeSmith now lead the league in goals against and save percentage for goalies.
Well, Jari left the game. He started the game and he left with an upper body injury or something like that. And DeSmith came in and absolutely stole the game for the Penguins in the second and third, when the Islanders actually decided to have a pulse. They didn't have one in the first. They decided to have a pulse in the second and third. And DeSmith was awesome. And he won them that game tonight. He was that good.
So Jari's injured now. And all I know is I didn't know that they were so good. Over the last, 19 games, they've had, a 2-something, real low twos, and a, 94, 95 save percentage. They haven't given up more than 3 goals once in 20 games. That was it. I think it's 19 games, something like that, without allowing more than 3 goals. So they've, every game they play, they give up 2 goals. Tonight, 1 goal. And they beat the Islanders. I thought the Islanders would win tonight. And they didn't. Hey, what is the number now, Carver? In all seriousness, what have the Penguins beaten the Islanders this year?
That was the last game, so they beat them 6 out of 8.
6-2 against the Islanders.
Yep.
I can't even believe it. After the way the Islanders have owned the Penguins, now the Penguins own the Islanders. It's unbelievable. We got a lot going on here tonight. Baylor rolling. So the Avalanche lead the Ducks 3-1 in the second in Denver. Flames and Jets, didn't you just say they scored? It's 1-1?
The Jets just scored, yes.
And then the Kings lead the Vegas Golden Knights 1-0 in the first. 2:48 left in the first.
Now they're reviewing it, so scoreless. With my luck tonight, they're probably going to take this off the board. But the Jets did score, but the officials have the headsets on here in Calgary. We'll see what happens. I'm getting a good look at it now, what they're looking at. Oh, he kicked it in. What a moron. Legit idiot. I mean, he stuck his foot out and kicked it in. This moron on the Jets. I mean, you can't get a better kick than that.
So no goal.
They haven't officially said that yet, but after me looking at the replay, I'm going to play official and say they're going to take that off the board.
All right. So the Kings lead the Spurs 119-106, 3.5 left. The Cavaliers are getting their ass beat by 23 in Utah. So I guess the 16 wasn't enough. The Bulls are up one on the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Let me take a look here to see if your boy is playing. Curry is playing. He's got 13 and 3 threes. He leads the Dubs in scoring tonight. It's tied now at 39. Here's another steal by Baylor and a bucket. I mean, this is embarrassing. It really is. It's so embarrassing. This game is so awful. I can't even watch it. I'm going to have to turn it off. I'm moments away from turning it off for the night. It's so bad. I'm not watching blowouts. I got better things to do with my time. Bucks 40-33 over the Clippers. That one's on NBA TV. So I might flip to that. The Bucks are winning in LA. Go figure. They're up 5 now. Heat 98-88 over the Knicks tonight in New York at the Garden. Pacers lose to the Wizards. Did you hear about this game that Russell Westbrook had tonight, Carver High?
What did Russ do?
Russ had 35 points, 14 rebounds, and 21 assists. The triple-double, 35,
wow.
14, and 21 dimes.
21 dimes?
21 dimes, and he hit 4 three-pointers. He was 14 and 26 from the floor. Your boy Brody went off. Absolutely went off. What made Arkansas is
They got it to 10. They got it to 10 here. They just hit a couple threes.
They're going to have to get rugged. You know, maybe if I turn the game off, Carver High, I'll come back. It'll be a tie game.
All right.
You know, like...
And by the way, I am stunned. And I didn't hear the explanation from the ref, obviously, because I don't have the sound on. They allowed that goal in Winnipeg, Calgary. The guy clearly stuck his foot out and kicked it in. I don't know the reason, but it's 1-1, and I'll take it because we're on the over 5.5.
Yeah, you're on the over. We need goals. There's no time for worrying about other investments. Refs, corrupt refs. Is Tim Peel working? Here we go. Pelicans beat the Celtics 115-109. In that one, your boy Zion with a 28 spot for the Pels. The Nets won 112-107 over the T-Wolves. How about it, Carver High? Pharrell with the double cover there. I told you today on Coast to Coast, give me the T-Wolves in the 11 and a hook. I said they'll play down to the T-Wolves.
They always do.
Around with them all now.
They always play down to the lesser teams. It's amazing.
They do. Towns with a double-double, 31 and 12. Edwards, the double-double, 23 and 10. That's crazy. But listen to this. Harden, 38, 11, and 13 dimes. 38, 11 boards, 13 dimes, the triple-double.
Wow.
And I think it was his 13th triple-double or something, 14th of the season, something like that. He had 4 threes, 11 of 25 from the floor in 40 minutes. And then Kyrie had 27, 7 and 3, 2 three-pointers. Jordan had 10, Brown had 10, 5 and 5. Harris had 7 and 6 boards. Green had 10 and 4 boards. Griffin 5, 6, and 5, played with all kinds of fouls, 4 fouls. They took him out with 4 fouls. He never had another foul. That's not a bad game in 20 minutes. 5, 6, and 5. I told you, he plays 20 minutes. And then when they get Aldridge, he'll play 20 minutes. That'll be that. Claxton, 2 points, 5 boards. Tyler Johnson, 3 and 4. He had a terrible night. TWC, 0 points in 15 minutes. That's when you know you suck. You play 15 minutes and don't get anything. I mean, donuts. He was 0 for 2 from the floor, from 3. No rebounds, 1 dime, No points. He had one dime. That was it. Otherwise, donuts. Your boy, TLC. A 10-point game now. Baylor and Arkansas. Baylor is up 10. They were up as many as 16 in this game so far. Arkansas has hurried and scrambled their way back into this game with a lot of three balls and ugly shots. They've had every turnover imaginable. Moving on, the Pistons we gave you today on C2C, 118-104 over the Raptors. The Raptors were favored in Detroit. That was easy money. Grizzlies we gave you over the Rockets, 120-110. They covered, double cover there. Mavericks over the Thunder, 127-106. Let's see what your boy did tonight. Doncic, 25 points for Luka. My name is Luka. I live on the second floor. Kings, 126-111 on the Spurs with 2 minutes left. And the Jazz lead is 86-52 on the Cavs. The Warriors are down a bucket to the Bulls. And the Bucks lead is 3 now over the Clippers with 6:46 and change. Here's Arkansas getting within 10. Now they're down 8. What do we have here? A Houdini? What do we got, Carver High? We got a little run going on here with the Hogs.
Yeah, they're on the move right now. They've actually, you know, considering Baylor's hit every single shot imaginable and Arkansas played miserable for the first 15 minutes of this game.
Turnover off the leg.
The fact that they're in single digits is very stunning.
And the ball down 8. They get the roll off Mayer's leg. And then Mayer complained to the ref and cried. I thought he deserved a T. In college, they don't put up with any flack from the players. I don't know if you've noticed that. In the pros, they'll put up with flack. In college, you smart off to a ref, you're getting teed up. And I'll tell you, Baylor does have one guy that loses his mind with calls. And I can point him out because I'm good at this. I really am. I can see the guy that can't handle the refs at all. He gets crazy. It's this guy, Vital. He's played... I mean, he's done nothing in the game. He's got 2 points in the game, but...
He gets a lot of boards for them. He gets a lot of boards.
He's a wide body, but boy, does he get mad when they make calls against him. When they call him for fouls or anything, he gets so mad. I mean, he's about to snap a Ritz cracker when he gets called for fouls. He complains with every call. He's just like, are you kidding me? Like, he gets so mad. He's a lot like me. I've led the league in technicals for 10 straight seasons. I don't get mad. I just have a great way of introducing my feelings to the ref. I'm very good at talking to the refs and upsetting them and getting under their skin and hurting their feelings and their wives' feelings. They're all, fodder for me. The ref, his wife, his children. I get all of that going. You start bringing in.
If I want you, all three of them, to hold you, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to kick you. And I'm going to go, woo, all night long.
I mean, that's the last technical I got right there. That was just, I was surprised that Carver, I had a mic on, game mic on me. Mic'd up, they call it. Carver High mic'd up. Mike Carver Hyde up. All right.
And this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
I mean, Arkansas just not taking advantage of they're getting the ball here. And they're just not scoring when they get an opportunity. They just got a defensive board, got the foul. And with a minute 23 left, Vital got called. He's complaining. It took me less than 30 seconds to be right. He got called for a foul there and complained. Meanwhile, he body slammed the guy to the ground. When he got the rebound, look at him. He's complaining right now. And he body slammed the guy to the ground, literally threw him to the ground and body slammed him. And he said, that's not a foul. That's not on me. You're imagining things to the ref. You're crazy. That's not a foul. Meanwhile, the guy's bleeding from his garage door internally. The guy's laying on the ground having convulsions, but Vital doesn't think it was a foul. He argues every call. And I can't believe they don't tech his ass up. And here they are missing the free throws again. It's embarrassing. And then they get the rebound and then get swatted. Oh, my God. They are so awful. I can't even watch them. They're just judgment is lacking in every level. Now they get a steal. You think the guy will be able to dunk the ball? There you go. There you go.
I love the kid on Baylor with the mullet. He's unbelievable. He's
white
an all-time
mayor.
Mayor. He's just
Metro Golden Mayor.
He's got so much flow. It's outstanding.
He's got a massive mullet. Oh, we got everything going on here. Arguing, fighting. There's some talk going on here. We got a little action going here. Maybe a team fight. I don't know what the call is here. Oh, that's a foul. Oh, that's a good foul. That's got to be a block. That's not a charge. That's a good call. 54 seconds left, 6-point game. Butler at the line. He struggled at the line, but makes that one. This is tremendous pressure we're under tonight, Carver High, to hit these bets. Tremendous pressure. I feel like I'm playing in the game. That's the thing. And I got to tell you, I trained today, basketball. I hit like, I mean, I must have hit 93s. I was on fire. Just pouring in buckets all day. And then I got to watch these guys get all kinds of sloppy. It's an 8-point lead with 40 seconds left. Arkansas with the rock, and they turn it over again. Oh, my God. It's just the, oh, my God. I can't even watch them. They're so bad, dude. Oh, my God. The mistakes in this game. I mean, I am just absolute. I can't even take it anymore. Listen, they've already got 11 turnovers in the game. Arkansas, 11 turnovers. Can you even believe it? And they've missed 5 free throws. I mean, it's embarrassing how bad they're playing. With all their mistakes. So at the half, 46-38 Baylor. All right. Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. The in-game line is 9.5. Arkansas is getting 9.5. And it's an 8-point Baylor lead. So how does it lean, Carver High? What do you think? Would you take the 9.5?
I don't think I would lay 9.5 with the way that Arkansas kind of crawled back into it and finished out the first half. And the only reason I say that is because Baylor... How can they possibly shoot that well again in the second half? Like, they didn't miss. I mean, they scored almost 50 points. Are they going to keep that pace up for the entire game? Maybe, but, I mean, look, you know, I liked Baylor. 7.5 pregame. You know, it's 2 more points than that. Arkansas showed me a little something in the last 5 minutes to crawl back into this thing.
So, wait. When the game started, you were on Baylor laying 7.5?
Yes.
So you don't even want Arkansas to cover.
No, I don't want them anywhere near the total. But I'm worried by the way that half finished.
I got 7.5 with Arkansas, I got 7 with Arkansas. Excuse me, 7 with Arkansas, and 7.5 with Oregon State. So I had Houston to win and Oregon State covered, double cover there. I'm on Baylor to win, Arkansas +7. So I'm just hoping it's a good game in the second half. I hope they make it tight. I'd love to see this thing come down to the last minute, tied up, to be honest with you. I want to see a nail biter. I want to be able to, you know, see a great finish and have trouble sleeping. Be honest with you. I think tonight's just been a plethora of action. I've been watching NBA all night. I'm watching the Bucks and Clippers right now. I got Elite Eight games on, chicks, guys.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.